And the name of the book is Afrolacia, and it's a wonderful book. I had a chance to read through the rest of the poems. It's a wonderful book. This first one this morning is called Statues of Liberty. Mama scrubbed rich white porcelain and hardwood floors on her hands and knees, hid her pretty face and body in sack dresses and Aunt Jemima scarves. She hid from predators who assumed for a few extra dollars before Christmas in dark kitchen pantries they could unwrap her present. Aunt Helen, her sister, took in Miss Emmerine's laundry every Saturday morning, sent it back hand-washed, air-dried, starched, iron-folded, and cleaner than any professional service. She waited patiently for the good white woman to die and make good on her promise to leave her a little something, only to leave her first. Aunt Bertha, the eldest, exported her maternal skills to suburbia to provide surrogate attention to children of money and privilege, and spent every moment preaching about the richness of the afterlife before the undertaker took her to see for herself. Housekeepers, washerwomen, maids, a whole generation of portable daycare centers traded their days for dimes, allowing other women the freedom to shop and sunbathe, the opportunity to school or work. These curse-swallowing sorority dodged dicks and bosses before post-war women punched clocks. They birthed civil and human rights, gave the women's movement legs, sacrificed their then to give way for a now. Their hard-earned pennies sent us off to college and into the world. Our success is their reward. We are their monuments, but they are our statues of liberty. And the other one is Kentucky. Kentucky, once bloody ground hunting Eden for native tongues, apologetically eliminating buffalo for sustenance, not sport or profit or pleasure. Uncommonwealth, repopulated with immigrants and freedmen who discovered black lung was as indiscriminate as calluses and hunger. You remain north and south, interstate highways, your crucifix blessing you with I-64 and I-75. You have derbied and dribbled yourself a place in the world that will not let you forget you corrupted basketball. Your cash crop causes cancer, and the run for the roses is only 2 minutes long. Kentucky, beautiful, ugly cousin, I too am of these hills. My folks have corn road, tobacco, laid track, strip mined, worshipped and whiskied from Harlan to Maysville, old Dunbar to Central. Our Whitney Youngs and May Street kids cut their teeth on bourbon balls. And though conspicuously absent from Millionaire's Row, we have Isaac Murphy'd our way down the backstretch, Cassius Clay'd our names in cement. We are the amen in church hill downs, the mint in the julep. We put the heat in the hot brown and gave it color. Indeed, some of the bluegrass is black.